All right, let's waste no time. Let's get down to business and find out what's on your mind with Boots and Salutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, talking about this Morgan Freeman, I had to boot these women that wait for 20 or 30 years to find out that something that somebody did or said was inappropriate. I just think that, you know, they do it when a time when a guy is, you know, saying, just a minute, what are you talking about? Same as Bill Cosby. Even though he's been convicted, I don't think that these men are men that had to do what they're accused of doing to get the favors of a woman.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to send out a big salute to the people in Rabbit Lake. We had a concert here last night with Larry Krause, and it was an awesome concert.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Yes, I'd like to boot the people who went through the Woodlawn Cemetery the other day and tipped and broke all the headstones.
I did not hear that happen. Really?
Oh, yes.
That's sad.
Very disgraceful.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to say congratulations to the Rossman High School graduation this year. Our boy Justin Rudolph is graduating from there tonight.
All right, so grad is tonight?
Yep.
Hey, congratulations. Well done. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a great big boot for the City Hall. You know, I kind of think they should throw the whole city. It should be working at the City Hall because there's nobody monitoring nothing, and there's no bloody wonder our taxes are so high. I just wonder who is running it. I thought we voted council to do that, but I think they're on holidays too. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I've got to agree with that first caller. There has to be a statute of limitations on bringing up accusations. It's like, why wait till now? All of a sudden, it's a bad thing. It's not excusing the behavior, but when is enough time gone that it's over and done with? How do you move on if you can't get over looking at the past? Thank you.
What are your thoughts on any number of topics? 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Usually what happens is that by the time we get to the end of Boots and Salutes, somebody is getting pretty fired up about something, and then we have to leave a bunch of people on the phone line. So try to get in now so that we don't have that problem, so you can be heard like right now. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, so in regards to that Morgan Freeman thing, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty?
There you go. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute the mayor and city council members who are displaying patience and understanding regarding the pressure coming from the way it pertains to the closure of the boundary at Glasgow and Clarence Avenue. I hope this matter will be rectified shortly and the barricades permanently removed. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a boot to the Natural Resources Department. With the forest fire around Wasagaming or the Prince Albert National Park, why would they even entertain a burn control time when it's such dry season? It doesn't make sense to me. And now we've got a huge threat of fires upon the community. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to agree with their first caller, 100%. Second, I'd like to boot Mo and all his 40-plus followers. They say they're for the people. They're not for the people. They're for their own pockets and their good times.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got two boots today.
Go.
First one, trying to get in and out of the city on either Highway 16 or Highway 5. They need to be working around the clock on those jobs.
Nope.
And the second thing... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and second?
And secondly, yesterday, stopping at Dairy Queen with my family, and a semi-truck pulls up. He needs his ice cream, too. We're sitting outside. He lets his truck idling. And then we were talking about it, and a city cop pulls up, and he's talking to him, just chatting him up like he's his best friend. Isn't there idling, some kind of idling laws around here in the city? Thanks very much.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Come on, was there a storm last night?
Well, there was in Saskatoon.
Well, I was in Saskatoon, and I didn't see no storm, really.
Oh, really? No.
If everybody thinks that was a storm. That's nothing.
Well, there was
snow.
There was thunder and lightning in my neighborhood. Thanks.
Well, thanks. I've seen worse than that.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. About that controlled burn that got out of control, you know, that's ridiculous. They're supposed to be the ones that know everything. Like when we try to get permits to burn along the forestries, they come and show you what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And yet they go ahead and do that. They did that 15 years ago in Fort Licorne. They started a controlled burn and it got out of hand. You know, like those are the people that should know better. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Hey, I got something to say about these cameras on Circle Drive, these speed cameras.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, if you're going anything under 100, you will not get flashed. You will not get a ticket. People that slow down to 90 and 85 K and stack up traffic behind them, especially in the left lane, if you really have to do that, get in the other lane. Extremely frustrating and getting dangerous. People are hammering on the brakes. They don't expect you to slow down in the middle of nowhere.
Thanks for your
call. They got to start using common sense.
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to give a boot to her pretty boy Trudeau. What's with spending $600 million for something that could be handled with a conference call? Doesn't he have a phone bundle or something?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I like how everyone is freaking out about the government getting a little bit of a raise, but at least they're not going out and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a trip and it's taxpayers' money. Big boot for Justin Trudeau.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a big boot here for Bobby Cameron this morning on his statement yesterday that he doesn't really care about any law. He'll do and please and hunt where he wants. I thought law was for everyone in this country, not just certain types of people.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, big boot for Bobby Cameron and all the conservatives that follow.
306-938-0600, 1-800-667-3727. Still a couple of 60 seconds here on Boots and Salutes. By the way, if you want to go on and have your say on our website, cjwwradio.com, interesting question today. Do you think genetically modified food should be labeled at the grocery store? And 66%, two-thirds, say absolutely. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I have an unusual salute for the late Bruce Bays for his innovative obituary put in the paper yesterday. I don't know if you had a chance to read it or not, but it's different.
Is that right? Is it entertaining?
It's very entertaining and informative. He wrote it, I guess, before he passed away, and as he said, if you're reading this, I guess I died a couple of days ago, kind of thing.
Interesting. Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Two words. Go Rush.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, a big boot for the police system. The driver of that bus, the truck that killed the kids on the bus, haven't heard nothing about him, and I've heard rumors that they've shipped them out of the country.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I want to boot the person or persons responsible for taking out all the town signs from Duck Lake to Osler. Like when you drive into a town, you see like what services they have.
Were they knocked down or were they literally taken away?
No, they were knocked down. Like they're laying in the ditch.
Yeah, not cool.
And I mean, all the way from Duck Lake up to Osler and including Osler's.
Thank you for your call. And that's another edition of Boots and Salutes for this Friday morning. We will be back Monday, 5 to 8. So if something happens this weekend, make a mental note of it and give us a call. Boots and Salutes brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they have you covered.